You are now tuned in to the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast, where we discuss living for the kingdom of God while living in the culture. I am your host, Charlotte Walker. I'm a pediatric nurse practitioner, wife, daughter, sister, auntie, and friend. And I am on the journey of producing and fulfilling every purpose that God saw for me before the beginning of time. And I want you on this journey with me. Each week, we are going to discuss how to apply God's word to our everyday lives. Get ready for some word, some gems, and a few laughs along the way. Now let's start the show. This episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast is brought to you by The Society. The Society is our online community for women of faith who are looking for a safe space to be encouraged, educated, and empowered. The Society is hosted by myself, Tatum Tamia of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast, Kavaya Watrice of the She Who Is Called app, and Roslyn Renee of the Therapy as a Christian podcast. Y'all look. This community is so rich and it really has something for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur, Tatum has business trainings every month and has built an amazing resource library. And almost every month we have a number of like funding opportunities and all of this just wonderful information together. We even have a place for us to share our businesses so we can work with each other. If you are struggling with time management and productivity, Rosalind's going to snatch you together, okay? She does these Monday productivity minutes that have been blessing my life. If you're looking for practical ways to walk by faith, Kavaya is out here dropping big gems. And of course, I'm out here teaching live Bible studies every 2 weeks. And that don't even touch our quarterly challenges, corporate fasts, live events, and so much more. One thing I've learned about the Society is that given the opportunity, we are always going to glorify God and we always going to go to brunch, okay? We be brunching out here. Houston be turning up, Atlanta be turning up, okay? Like, we are out here glorifying God, Bibles, and brunch, okay? So if you are in need of a safe space of like-minded women of faith, start your 2-week free trial of the Society today by clicking the link in the show notes or going to www.blessedandbossedupsociety.com. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast. I hope y'all had an amazing week. I am so excited for today's show, which is entitled Spiritual Warfare 101. Now, before we hop into the show, y'all know I have to tell y'all about our challenge that is going down, girl. It's going down at the Blessed and Bossed Up Society. It is absolutely free. The challenge is called the Relationship Refresh Challenge. Each one of us in the Society, we all get to plan out a challenge every quarter, each one of the hosts. And this is my challenge, girl. So you better pull up. God Goes and Girl Talk. Y'all better pull up. I better see y'all, okay? We have some amazing speakers lined up. Prophetess Tanya is going to open us up on June 26th with a prayer of refreshing. If you've never attended a session that she's hosted, girl, prepare yourself. Don't have no makeup on because it's going to be tears. Okay. We have all of your faves, each one of the hosts of the Society, myself, Tatum, Kavaya, and Roslyn. We have Samantha of the Pure Friendships Organization. She's going to be talking about building godly friendships. We have Gabby. We have Kyla talking about breaking soul ties. I mean, girl, where else would you be for these next 2 weeks? June 26th through July 10th. Girl, it's free though. Okay. That's the message. The message is that it's free. And come on. Okay. All right. Now, let's hop into today's episode. I'm really excited to do this episode. I was really just kind of sitting down with God and asking him, like, okay, what should we be talking about next? And what he really brought to my attention was that there are a lot of people who do not understand the basics of spiritual warfare. There's a lot of like really, there's this gray area where people are being taken advantage of. And there's a lot of people not discussing the basics. And that's trash. Like, there's a lot of people not discussing the basics of what spiritual warfare is, why it's important in a way that you can understand. I really feel like there is this sensationalism that is happening around spiritual warfare because people want to seem so holier. Oh no, girl, I can talk to God in a way that you can't. And not to say that there aren't gifts and talents, but girl, we all have the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay. So I want to spend today talking about the basics of spiritual warfare. It's really an opportunity of like understanding the ops. Like if you're in war, you need to know who you're battling against. You need to understand so that way you can be strategic. Y'all know I always talk about having a strategy in your faith. You need to be able to be strategic and use the principles and the tools that God has given you so that you can win the battle because the war is already won. Jesus did that. But we have these battles that we have to face, and we want to bring as many people into and onto our team as the victors as possible. And so on today, we are going to dive into Spiritual Warfare 101, because the failure of us to understand is leading to a disconnect, and it's really preventing a lot of people from truly walking in their purpose and understanding the attacks and the schemes that the devil uses, okay? Now, I want us to be clear that in me saying that, I want y'all to know that the devil ain't got nothing on God, okay? Like, he's giving very much nothing on God, but he does have an element of power. He will ravish you. He's not to be slept on, but please believe, baby girl, God will, my daddy will pull up on him, okay? He has already been defeated by Jesus Christ. And as believers, we just have to go through these battles. The war is won, okay? The victory belongs to Jesus. Okay, y'all better bring Todd Delaney out here. So the reason that understanding spiritual warfare is critical is because we are here on assignment, right? We've been designed to use our gifts and our talent to bring people into the knowledge of Christ and to show them how to live for God. That is our purpose. It's in Matthew 28. If you ain't know that that was your purpose, your purpose is not what you about to pay money at this conference for that you don't need to be going to try to find your purpose. Your purpose ain't lost. It is for you to bring people into the knowledge of Christ and then teach them how to live for God using your unique set of skills, talents, and gifts. Okay? Okay. So I'm going to give y'all all the tea today on spiritual warfare. And what I found is that the enemy has positioned people in the Christian space that have capitalized on the lack of knowledge. And they really just are ravishing people, like telling people they're going to go to hell if they take depression medication. No, no, no. Hey, no. We off that. We're going to quit lying to folk. Okay. So I want to give y'all an overview in a way that is supported by scripture. And what I'm going to do is in the show notes, I'm going to link my resources. I encourage y'all to always test every spirit, even mine. Run it back. I'm going to show you where I'm getting my information from, because people are dying because of lack of knowledge. That's in the Bible. Some translations say that my people are dying because they don't know me. People are dying because they don't know even what we're up against when we talk about spiritual warfare. But we off that. Okay. So let's talk about it. So let's first talk about the story of Satan. Now, let me tell y'all, Satan gets on my nerves. I do not like him. I do not enjoy him. I have several names for him. One of them is Lil Krusty. If you come to my Bible studies, y'all know I talk greasy about the devil because he ugly and he's stupid and his mama stink. That's on period. He has a story though, and it really helps us understand how he moves when you understand why he has it out for you so bad. So there are three archangels in the Bible, Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer. Lucifer was a worship leader, for lack of better context, and he decided that he wanted to be God. Got a third of the angels to kind of rebel against God with him, got kicked out of heaven. He is going to hell. Like, he is condemned to hell. There's nothing, there's no turning back for him. Okay? Hell is his story. That's where he's going. That's who hell was created for. So those angels, the third of, and think of all the angels in heaven, y'all. Like, those angels are now demons. That's where you have these demonic spirits from. These are the principalities. This is where they come from. A third of those angels also out. All of them, that's who hell was created for. He got beside himself. He wanted the worship. And when he couldn't get it, he got kicked out. Okay. He said he was going to seat himself above the Lord. It's in Revelation 2 and 10. That's where he get condemned at. And so the issue that he has with us as people
as believers is that he does not have a redemption story, but we have a redemption story. He's like, wait, you made these creatures? You think that they can replace me? You made these creatures that are going to worship you? I bet you I showed them. I bet you they won't. So here he come in the garden with Eve. Y'all know the story, child. She bit the fruit. It better have been good. I'm going to ask her about it when I see her. But y'all understand that his goal was to prove a point to God. Like, oh, no, I can get them. They going to worship me. They're not going to worship you. And so what he does is he positions us in a place where we are selfish, self-serving. We are chasing after money. He's hell-bent on showing God that he can drag as many of his creations to hell with him, to get as many of his creations to rebel against God, to get as many of his creations to try to prove the enemy's point. Now, I'm going to get them to worship me because he wants to be God. He is having an identity crisis. And so he attacks our identity. When you see the devil in the garden, in the wilderness with Jesus, but in the garden, he tells Eve, he positions her on, God's trying to keep something from you. The boundaries that he set, girl, he just trying to keep something from you. He just don't want you to figure out that you can be as wise as him. You can be him. All of that is a trap. Same thing when he tempted Jesus in the garden. He came after the identity of Jesus Christ. If you are the Son of God, he knew who Jesus was. Jesus was up there when he was little Lucy. Jesus was up there. He knew who Jesus was. He was trying to play on the humanity of Jesus. He wanted Jesus to be proud. Oh, I'll turn these stones into bread. No problem, my boy. Turned water into wine. I'm cracking myself up. like he wanted Jesus to have to try and prove himself. But it wasn't that the devil didn't know it. Oh, if it's really you. No, he was well aware. The Bible talks about even the demons know when they're in the presence of God. They can see the power. The demons have to bow every tongue and every knee, including those of demons, because no one is more powerful than God. And so you have to understand that the devil is on a mission to attack your identity. His mission is very simple: to kill, steal, and destroy. Kill, steal, and destroy. That is what he's on. And we allow it. We allow it. We sit here and we take it. He will lie to you in your own voice. And instead of us understanding that this is his positioning, so that way we can take every imagination, every thought captive that tries to come up against the knowledge of God and make it submit to Christ Jesus through the word of God. Instead of us doing that, we sit with the thought, oh, girl, you ain't nothing. Don't nobody care about you. Oh, you're right. You're right, girl. Don't nobody care about me. What? Girl, did God not send his whole son to die? Like, what? Ma'am. But we get so complacent and we're so unaware that the enemy will lie to you in your own voice. I tell people all the time, in my head, this is what he looked like. His name, Little Lucy. And Little Lucy, he dirty, okay? Little Lucy wears busted Air Force Ones. They black. The toes is bent. The shoelaces are busted. If it come out the whole child, he ain't gonna be able to get it back in. He wears bow jeans and a tall tee in 2022. And he's still out here cranking the Soulja Boy. Shirt dingy, dirty, and he musty and he stink. When you get that in your mind and he try to come talk to you crazy, you would never, okay? Little Lucy is the dude that's always asking you for a hug. Hey girl, can I get a hug real quick? No, sir. No, ma'am. No ham. No turkey. No burgers. None of it. Go on about your business. See, we are not aware of his schemes. We're not aware of his thoughts. We don't even consider the fact that the thought that's in your head is being placed there by the enemy. But the Bible tells us that we're supposed to take every thought captive. But child, you sitting with the thought, eating with the thought, becoming one with the thought, like, what? Instead of you being able to identify, this is an attack. Kill, steal, destroy. And so we have to quit letting the enemy come after our identity. As the children of God, we need to quit acting like we're orphans, quit relying on other people to have a conversation with your father. See, we siblings in the body of Christ, But after a while, you need to go talk to daddy for yourself. Like, you need to go talk to your dad for yourself. We are allowing the enemy, if you don't think that the enemy is not strategic enough to understand that if he puts disease, dysfunction in the body of Christ with false teachers, false prophets, people out here charging you and giving you false doctrine, none of it is backed up by the word of God because we're too busy to read it. And you want to know why you're losing, why you're being devoured. The Bible tells us to be sober and vigilant. And we're going to talk more about that next week. But we are out here getting devoured, okay? Ain't no shrimp, ain't no lobster towels, ain't none of it. We are getting devoured because we do not understand the premise of what's happening. He hates anyone who loves Jesus. Some people think they're so anointed that it's just the devil's just against me. He's against anybody who claims to love and to follow Christ Jesus. Girl, get over yourself. It's not just you. It's all of us. The devil hates anybody that is living for God. Anyone. He hates us because he is mad that we have something that he will never get. And that is a redemptive story. We have an opportunity to get back to God through Jesus. That is what spiritual warfare is about. He's trying to take as many of us with him as possible. He wants as many of us to oppose God as possible. And he's slick with it because he knows what you like. He knows the flesh. A lot of us are out here. I want self-care, self-made, self-this. That is the problem. Because when you're relying on yourself, you are going to fall. Eve wanted to be more self, self, self. No. And this is not to say that self-awareness is not important. There's an element of self-awareness that is important so you can understand. You need to know what you like because the devil sure do. You need to know what you like because the devil sure does. So that way you can put boundaries in place and guard your heart and your mind. He is strategic. That is what spiritual warfare is about. He wants to be God. He got kicked out of position. And now he's on a mission to show God, hey, I bet you I can make your creation turn against you. Look what I can make them do. So anytime you're tempted, he's trying to discredit you. Anytime you're tempted, he wants you to be out of position. And he could not get Jesus to do so because he's Jesus. And we have the same authority. We have the same level of discernment available to us. But too many times we are reacting and not responding. We're not on our post to understand that he's always out here trying something. We have to see through the eyes of God. We have to process things and think with the mind of Christ.
This episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast is brought to you by Audible. Y'all, I absolutely love Audible. One of my goals this year was to read more books. And honestly, it's just difficult with my schedule, with me just being busy and just honestly not having the attention span to be able to sit down and read books. But Audible has come to my rescue. I have been enjoying Audible really for a number of years, but recently have been just really taking advantage of the app. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers to new releases, celebrity memoirs. I'm talking motivation, wellness, spiritual, business. And what I love is that oftentimes Audible will have the top celebrities or experts reading their books in their own words. Barack's The Promised Land is chef's kiss fire, listening to him discuss all of the challenges that he faced during his presidency. I also love that every month I'm able to select one new title to bring into my library. And so it gives me the option to read and experience books that I may not have experienced picking them up myself. The Audible app makes it so easy to listen anytime, anywhere. I listen on a plane. I've listened literally this morning, listening to Atomic Habits as I'm working out. It has been amazing. And new members get to experience Audible for 30 days for free. So if you want to elevate your life through books, okay, don't have me start singing Reading Rainbow, sis. You want to go over to audibletrial.com/GGGT, like God Goals and Girl Talk, to start your 30-day free trial today. Again, that's audibletrial.com/GGGT to start your free 30-day trial today. Now let's get back to the show.
So I'm going to give y'all three things that y'all absolutely need to know about spiritual warfare. The first one is this. Spiritual warfare is happening whether you participate in the fight or not. So what happens is before you get saved, you are like in the reserves for the military. You may pray sometimes, you know. And the devil ain't worried about you because you destroying yourself. He ain't got to. But then when you decide that I'm going to live my life for God, I'm going to be in a relentless pursuit to live and follow him, to do what he's called me to do, to bring more people into the knowledge of him. Oh, now you active duty. Now you the ops to the devil. And this is why it feels like the minute you start trying to do better, all hell breaks loose, because the enemy is trying to discourage you, because now you are in a direct line of fire, because now you are a threat to him. It's war, baby. Whether you're participating or not, the war is happening. But so many people get discouraged because, oh man, the minute I decided to live for God, all these horrible things started happening. Yes, girl, warfare. The easiest way to kill something is in its infancy. He's a coward. They tried to kill Jesus when he was a baby. He's a coward. So if he can get you to run out of energy, to run out of steam in the beginning, to where you're like, I'm never doing this again because I try to live for God, and all hell broke loose. Instead of you understanding, no, girl, this is warfare. This is, I'm on the right track. Oh, he's upset. I'm on to something. The expectation should be, let me go and put my armor on, baby, because he gone. Little Lucy gonna be out here in these streets trying me. Let me get my words. I have my sword ready, okay? And we don't do that. We go to church, we lay on the altar, we cry, and we go home and try to live the same life. But it's you a new creature. The Bible is the handbook. New creature 101 is the Bible. You need that. So whether or not you participate in the fight, the warfare is happening. It wasn't that you weren't being ravished when you were sinful. It was that you were a threat to the devil. So, girl, you were destroying yourself, smoking hookah and with sage and all this other. Like, girl, you're destroying yourself. He didn't need to put in no extra work. Your decisions was doing it. But once you decide that I'm going to live for God, girl, now you got a target on your back. But understand the covering that you have. Understand the full armor of God. And this is why you need it. This is why you have to walk with the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace. This is why you need your shield of faith, so that way you can put out those fiery darts. And you have to have the sword, which is the word, so you can fight back. But we don't discuss that enough. And so then you're out here on the battlefield naked. You out here like Uriah. When David sent him to the front line, you're going to get taken out that way. It is that serious. A lot of people are like, girl, it ain't that deep. No, it is. We're going to talk about it next week, girl. It is that deep. So the first thing you need to know, spiritual warfare is happening whether you participate in the fight or not. The second thing, y'all have to understand, the devil, Lucy, the enemy, is your adversary. The Bible calls him the adversary, the accuser. There's a lot of negative, the father of lies. Like, he's these things. He is not just an annoyance. He is not an inconvenience. And we're going to really take a deep dive into this next week. But I just want y'all to understand, like, people are like, oh, the devil being busy because you woke up late. Girl, his mission is to kill, steal, and destroy. And he takes no PTO days. He don't care about your parking spot at work. And he don't care if somebody stole your lunch at work. Girl, that is not. He is playing a long game. He wants you to be so busy with your job that you don't see him overtaking your children because you're trying to collect your coin. That's his game. He is not, he's not a joke. He doesn't have a pitchfork and horns. He's not going to be, hey, I'm the devil and this is a bad decision. You want to make it? That's not how it works. It seems like he positions it to be a good idea. He tries to make it seem rational. Girl, bite this fruit. He's trying to keep you. Girl, it's just because he don't want you. Is that even really what he said? He knows scripture. In the garden, he tried to use scripture against Jesus. And this is why you have to be in your word. Because if you don't think that he has people positioned in the body of Christ to cause things like church hurt and discourse and disease in the body of Christ, he has a long game. He's counting on you not doing your homework of studying your word. So then somebody can come in and tell you something foolish. And because you're not going to check it, you're living in bondage. You're allowing religious spirits to keep you bound from the freedom of Christ because of some doctrine that a human wrapped in flesh made. The Bible calls it the doctrine of devils. He don't care. Girl, he don't care about your parking spot. Ooh, girl, you know the devil being busy? No, he's busy not doing that. He is an adversary. He is an adversary. Act like he's trying to kill your family. Act like he's trying to take your life. He is. He is. Next. Y'all, I'm turnt. This is the last one. You have to stop bringing your feelings to a faith fight. You have to stop bringing your feelings to a faith fight. It's like bringing a knife to a gunfight. Look, listen to me, y'all. Because I was about to say nobody cares about your feelings, and that's not true. You care about your feelings too much. We get very self-absorbed. But I feel like I don't feel like. I feel like I don't feel like. We are swayed too much by our emotions. I talked about this. You are to be a steward over your emotions, not a slave. If God told you, we will get up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We will get up and go to work when we don't feel like it. But you won't go to church because you don't feel like it. Because God isn't the priority, but your paycheck is. And that sounds harsh, but it's facts, though. Your feelings cannot dictate your life. God is going to have you do some things you are not going to want to do. Y'all really think Noah wanted to be out there in the open when there was no rain, building an ark? People out there talking greasy to little Noah. Every day you think he felt like getting up and building the ark? Nah. Moses told God, I don't want to do that. I'm over here at Jethro's house, minding my business. You think he wanted? He let it be known. He was not trying to go back to Egypt. Jonah tried it. Jonah tried it and got swallowed whole by a fish and still ended up doing what God said. Your feelings cannot dictate how you live your life. They are so untrustworthy. It is your flesh. They are so untrustworthy. And I know we just did an episode about this, but they are so untrustworthy. Child, come on. Ladies, y'all know. Just no. No. There are too many of us that react to the plots, the ploys, and the scheme of the devil instead of us responding. And so we have to be led by our Father and not by our feelings. We do this when we study, not just read casually, we study the word of God and we live it out despite our feelings. You think Jesus felt like getting on the cross? He was so pressed, girl, blood was coming out his forehead. He had hematidrosis. You think the flesh in him was like, let's do this? No, he was like, sir, if there's any other way, God, sir, me, us, if we could find another way, if we could find another way, I would appreciate that. But nevertheless, this is where he got over his feelings. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. So when you want to talk about spiritual warfare, you need to understand that the enemy wants to be God. He got people out here selling kids and bodies. And like, we're doing everything for money. What looks like success and power, all of these things are counterfeit. They are but a vapor. God is going to burn this whole earth to the ground. E-A-R-F-F, the earth. He's going to burn it to the ground. This is nothing here. This is our apartment. We ain't bought this here. We ain't put no down payment, none of that. We're going to keep the apartment nice. But I'm trying to get to my mansion in heaven. Okay? I need the house. Streets paved with gold. So he wants you to worship him. And when you are not being decisive, if you're living a lukewarm life, you are working for the devil. Period. Your inactivity is an action. Your passiveness is an action. So understand who we're up against. This is why he's using entertainment. He was basically the entertainment section in heaven. Yes, he's going to use music and movies and entertainment because that's what he's good at. That's what he's familiar with. Yes. So know your enemy. Understand that the war is happening whether you participate or not. I promise you, you need to be an active participant. Understand that this is the adversary. He is not just an annoyance. He's not some made-up cartoon character. He will destroy you. And then understand that you have to stop bringing your feelings to a faith fight. They are not going to serve you well here. That is Spiritual Warfare 101. So that is it for this week's episode. I pray that this helped you. I pray that you take heed to what I'm saying. I pray that this provided you a level of revelation of what this really is. Lives are on the line. Eternal souls are on the line. We have to stop thinking about self, and we need to start working for our Savior. Okay? Okay. I love y'all. Okay, girl? God bless y'all. Make sure that you link up with us for the Relationship Refresh Challenge, and I will talk to y'all next week. Bye. This episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast is brought to you by GrantStation. GrantStation is your fast track to funding, and it is a dynamic tool to help nonprofit organizations find grant opportunities, build strong grant programs, and they literally walk you through writing a grant proposal. I love GrantStation, okay? They have some amazing tools and resources that literally changed the game for our organization. The first time I wrote a grant, I got a 35 out of 100. What? I was like, I don't get ifs. After using the tools and resources at GrantStation, my last grant proposal came back and I had an 89 out of 100, and we were in the final considerations for a substantial federal grant. I absolutely love GrantStation. One of my favorite features about GrantStation is that they walk you through their R3 system, which is revenue, review, and report. And the process ensures that your organization is not only ready to receive the grant, but able to properly manage the grant as well. Listeners of this podcast can start finding and securing grants through our exclusive partnership with GrantStation. I want you to use the link in the show notes to get access to our GrantStation databases, training, resources, and more for only $95 for the year. Y'all, $95 for the year. Now look, my first year with GrantStation, we paid almost $200, okay? I think the membership is like $170 a year. Using our discount code, you are able to secure it for $95. So if you are ready to get your startup working towards securing grant funding, make sure that you click the link in the show notes and sign up for GrantStation today. GrantStation, your fast track to funding.
I pray you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Make sure you stay connected with us throughout the week by following us over on Instagram at God Goals and Girl Talk, hitting us up on Twitter at GGGT Podcast, and checking out our website, www.godgoalsandgirltalk.com. The website is lit. It has a free resource library, and you can search podcast episodes based on topics, all the things, okay? So until next week, continue to love God, love people, and love yourselves, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.